This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well. Very well.
Now, before we proceed, Rebecca, we'd like to congratulate you for your award in recognition of the amazing work that you've been doing. Out for Australia, LGBTI Role Model winner. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, the work that you've been doing is focused on preventing suicide in the LGBTI population amongst the Indigenous community that you've been working with. Is that correct?
That's right. For the first time, what we see is CPEP report actually recognised LGBTI people in that report. So that's allowed us to have a voice.
Yes.
And to speak to some of our issues and the layers and the intersections. But also it allows us to work with our community. So for the first time we're seeing in Brisbane the First Nations LGBTI community, at the table in discussions with the elders and stakeholders around developing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander suicide prevention campaigns and the clinical work. And the elders were doing inside schools, so with help seeking. And we had three sectors that we're focusing on, and that's middle-aged men and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and LGBTI. So it places importance on LGBTI people in that we're also a part of our community. We identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander as First Nations. So it's a great opportunity to be involved with our community and to be a part of the process.
It's Macca, Rebecca. I'm fascinated by this campaign. Look, suicide prevention is something that we all support, and we want to understand the issues in the within the First Peoples, and in Australia. And I believe you're also doing this in New Zealand. Are there any particular issues specific within those communities that require a special response? I'd imagine there are.
Look, I think within the LGBTI community, we have a high risk of being isolated and discriminated against even within the wider LGBTI community. And we go on a journey out of our community, First Nations people, exploring gender identity and sexual identity. And it's so imperative that our community has an awareness around the feelings associated with that and the journey itself around, our help seeking around health and mental health. And I think with New Zealand, what was highlighted with me was that even the models that we're using all around the world in our First Nations community, they're all culture-based models. So we're looking at, building cultural resilience first and foremost in our mob as First Nations people. And that's no different for LGBTI people.
Rebecca, it's Tassia. I'm interested in why you got engaged in this work. How did you get to be interested in preventing suicide? What were your personal drivers behind this?
My personal drive was I came out of a small community and I experienced...
Can you tell us where that was, Rebecca?
Bundaberg. It's in Queensland.
Oh, yes.
It was a small coastal town. And I moved into the limelight of the city and was discovering sexuality. And I've got lived experience around the journey. And I know sometimes that we find that very difficult to understand where we sit in terms of our culture and our responsibilities with our culture. And, I know that going home to country for me helps when I'm thinking or if I'm going through something, it's that connection to and belonging to country, land, family, community. That makes me feel grounded and stable. And of course, what we know in Australia is that we have the highest rates of suicide, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people,
yes,
in Australia. And we're a part of our community, First Nations, LGBTI people. So, you know, with Indigenous leadership, Indigenous women's leadership and support group in Garbunjalum, we sit in the southeast corner working with LGBTI brother, boy and sister girl community. And we've had people, we've had, you know, loved ones that things just got too tough for them and they're not with us anymore. And we've seen what mental health, how mental health can impact them in their journeys. So for us, we were passionate about getting it right that, you know, First Nations LGBTI people feel solid, solid in spirit and strong in spirit. They feel grounded. And that they feel proud of their identity.
Rebecca, you've talked a fair bit about the importance of identity and self-esteem and belonging as being some of the protective factors. Can you tell us a little bit more about what your campaign is going to involve?
It's still very early yet.
Mm-hmm.
The campaign does partner. The campaign will be led by Indigenous and Garbunjalum, and that's a first.
That's great.
It was in Queensland to see an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander LGBTI support group lead a whole of community campaign.
Yes.
So we will lead the LGBTI one, but we're also taking the lead for the whole of community. So we will partner. So we're still in the development stages of sitting down with elders, stakeholders, your health services, other community groups within the Brisbane North side to say, hey, what do we think this should look like? What do we want? What is the message that we want community to understand? And it's about developing that together. So we're in the very early stages of that. And what we do know is we've got Stephen Oliver coming on board,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to help us in that partnership drive the campaign through the Brisbane North side.
Sounds like a fantastic project, and full marks to you, Rebecca, for leading this piece of work and working so diligently and collaboratively with the community. Rebecca, if anybody who is listening in is interested in supporting the work that you're doing, how can they do that? Can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can both Indigenous and Garbunjalum have their in Gmail accounts, Indigenous Women at gmail.com. You can also go on to our Indigenous Women's Facebook website, and it's the same with Garbunjalum, garbunjalumnetwork at gmail.com.
Yes.
Or go on to the Garbunjalum Network Facebook site as well.
Yes. So two sources there, the Indigenous Facebook group and the Garbunjalum also to Facebook site as well?
That's right, yes.
And Rebecca, just finally, before we do leave you, if anybody is feeling a little bit distressed out there and needs to talk to somebody, who should they contact?
You know, if you're feeling not so good and a bit thinking around things, you know, pick up the phone and contact Q Life, contact Diverse Voices, you know, contact Lifeline, have that yarn, have that chat. You know, what we know with First Nations people as well as our family and our community, communities are usually the connectors.
That's wonderful.
They're usually the first people we speak to.
That's
so
wonderful.
Don't be frightened to speak out.
QLife, of course, is the national LGBTI telephone and online support service. And, of course, most people are aware of Lifeline. Thank you very much, Rebecca. Rebecca Johnson.
Thank you.
Award winner of the Out for Australia LGBTI Role Model Award for the great work that they are doing in the National Suicide Prevention Campaign, especially amongst Indigenous people.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.